Chapter 58.
Cry aloud, don't spare, lift up your voice like a trumpet, and declare to my people their disobedience, and to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and didn't forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments, they delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted, they say, and you don't see? Why have we afflicted our soul, and you take no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast you find your own pleasure, and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and contention, and to strike with the fist of wickedness. You don't fast this day so as to make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I have chosen, the day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a rush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Isn't this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Isn't it to deal your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor who are cast out to your house? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then shall you call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking wickedly, and if you draw out your soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall your light rise in darkness, and your obscurity shall be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in dry places, and make strong your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters don't fail. Those who shall be of you shall build the waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor it, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then shall you delight yourself in the Lord, and I will make you to ride on the high places of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.